Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. Chief Minister Nipuryo reaffirms state government's commitment to revive Thuli paper mill. President Drupadi Murmu stresses upon uplifting deprived and backward sections of society for country's sustainable development. India, Mauritius sign various pacts to enhance strategic partnership. And Women Resource Development Minister Salhutunio Kruse highlights education's role for progress in life. And now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipuryo today reaffirmed the state government's commitment to restore operations of the Thuli paper mill. As part of these efforts, he highlighted ongoing coordination with 3ACSL company to facilitate the mill's revival, which will ensure employment opportunities and industrial growth. The Chief Minister was on an official visit to Thuli subdivision under Mohokchung district to assess developmental projects and interacting with local communities. He highlighted government policies, ongoing projects and future plans for the region. The Chief Minister acknowledged the people's cooperation in the construction of the Foothill Road and assured the government's commitment to improving connectivity and infrastructure in the region. Regarding railway connectivity, he noted discussion with the Railways Ministry to upgrade services in the area and assured efforts to extend the facility beyond goods transport to include passenger services. Meanwhile, stressing the need to align Nagaland's growth with the national vision for a developed India by 2047, Mr. Ryu called for collective efforts from the people to accelerate progress in all sectors. President Drupadi Murmu today stressed the upliftment of the deprived and backward sections of society for the inclusive and sustainable development of the country. Presiding over the 72nd convocation of Punjab University, Chandigarh, President Drupadi Murmu said the students should have sensitivity and the spirit of love for the nation.
आप जैसे सक्षम युवाओं को देश के पिछड़े और वंचित वर्गों के लोगों के लिए अवश्य कार्य करना चाहिए जो विकास की यात्रा में पीछे रह गए उनकी ओर हाथ बढ़ाकर उन्हें भी आगे लाने के लिए प्रयास करना चाहिए तभी समावेशी और स्थायी विकास संभव हो पाएगा मुझे विश्वास है कि आप देश और समाज की अपेक्षाओं पर खरे उतरे
Congratulating the students, she said that they should keep a positive mindset and be familiar with emerging technologies to remain ready to face future challenges. During the convocation ceremony, around 812 PhD students and 70 medal winner students received their degrees and medals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with his Mauritian counterpart Navin Chandra Ramgoolam as part of his two-day official visit. During the meeting, they exchanged 8 MOUs in areas including financial crime prevention, SMEs, public service capacity building, maritime security and local currency trade. During the day, Mr. Modi and Mr. Ramgoolam inaugurated various initiatives including 20 high-impact community development projects and an India-assisted area health centre. Prime Minister Modi reaffirmed India's commitment to Mauritius' development by announcing support for Phase 2 of the high-impact community development projects and the construction of a new parliament building for Mauritius. Later, Mr. Modi extended and attended the Mauritius National Day today as the chief guest, where he received the highest national award of Mauritius. He dedicated this award to the people of India and the centuries-old friendship between both nations.
I express my heartfelt gratitude for being confirmed the highest national award of Mauritius. This is not just my honor, it is the honor of 1.4 billion Indians. I accept this award with pure humility and gratitude. I dedicate it to your ancestors who came from India to Mauritius centuries ago and to all their generations.
The Prime Minister has since left for home after successfully concluding his two-day state visit to Mauritius. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel EIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Minister for Women Resource Development and Horticulture Salhutunyo Kruse said that education is the foundation of civilization and essential for progress and success in life. She said this during the inauguration of the newly upgraded Government High School Midland Kohima today, highlighting the importance of government schools in providing quality education and various facilities to students. She urged the community to take advantage of the resources and make the most of these institutions.
Government schools, not only the teachers being very qualified, we don't have to pay fees, no admission fee, no school fees, uniforms are given, books are given, and midday meals are given. And we can send our children to our own colony nearby.
Ms. Kruse also encouraged teachers to help students realize their full potential and talents, stating that their influence would have a lasting impact. She urged teachers to remain dedicated in shaping the younger generation into responsible citizens, ensuring peace and progress in the society. Nagaland State Commission for Protection of Child Rights, NCSPCR, organized an awareness program on child rights at Midzipema. Addressing the event, NSCPCR Chairman Alun Han Singh said, "Children are the backbone of the society and hold the key to the future." He discussed the Commission's policies, laws and activities, emphasizing on efforts to ensure the safety of children. The program also covered topics such as rights of education for children, protection of children from Sexual Offences Act and Juvenile Justice, Care and Protection of Children Act. An interactive session was also held as part of the program, which was attended by heads of offices, town councillors, village leaders, representatives from schools, churches and civil societies. Over 100 farmers from Kezoma village under Kohima district participated in millet sowing today as part of a mass millet cultivation demonstration under National Food Security Mission NFSM 2024-25. Speaking at the event, District Agriculture Officer DAO Kekreletyo Yome highlighted that the department is prioritizing millet cultivation under NFSM, noting its dying practice among farmers in Kohima district. He stressed the importance of collaborative efforts between farmers and government for the success of the mission and highlighted the department's support to farmers.
Under demonstration, there are some incentives. We will be contributing some financial assistance to them also. Now we'll be providing them this millet meal, which will reduce the drudgery fully by providing them the needy machine. We hope that it will encourage them to go for more and more acreage.
While acknowledging challenges of millet cultivation as labor-intensive and time-consuming, Mr. Yome emphasized the crop's nutritional and health benefits and potential as a source of income. He noted that villages like Kezoma, Chichama and Mima increasingly adopting millet cultivation, with Kezoma leading the way. During the day-long demonstration, three varieties of millet seeds were sown on a two-hectare field at Chiza, Kezoma. Subdivisional Officer Civil of Suruhuto Trongdipa Tongpiti Sengtam has issued a travel advisory after a culvert was damaged at Hekhali Goki Medical Colony Suruhuto Town, causing the road to be closed for repairs until further notice. Travellers from Twensang, Noklak and Longkim are advised to take the church route from Mokokchen Junction, while those coming from Dimapu, Kohima and Zenhebuto should use the Surumi village route. Heavy vehicle movement along the affected stretch has been restricted as a precautionary measure. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Chief Minister Nipurio reaffirms state government's commitment to revive Thuli paper mill. President Drupadi Murmu stresses upon uplifting deprived and backward sections of society for country's sustainable development. India and Mauritius sign various pacts to enhance strategic partnership. And Women Resource Development Minister Salhutunyo Kruse highlights education's role for progress in life. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.